liquid water is on the surface is a heat buffer, and in any case, it will produce an atmosphere, and solar irradiation will make turbulences. So if you have really a planet with liquid water on the surface, you will have at least thunderstorms.
And does a planet have to be spinning around in order for there to be hurricanes on that planet?
At least a little bit, but it's not completely clear. So there are two things. One is the rotation of the planet, which really makes some kind of a horizontal way of the air mass. And the other is the temperature differences, which make a vertical way of the air masses.
So Jupiter has a huge hurricane, a permanent hurricane. It's always there. It's always spinning. But on Earth, ours tend to flare up and then disappear. So I guess my question is, what would have to change here on planet Earth for us to have permanent hurricanes?
I'm not sure. Earth is a little bit smaller than Jupiter, and it's turning not as fast. And we have an oblique axis, so we have seasons, and that basically makes much more exchange of the air masses between the poles and the equator than we have at Jupiter.
So if Earth didn't have an oblique axis, if it spun right on its orbit, essentially, then we would have more permanent hurricanes here on Earth, or at least longer-lasting hurricanes.
It might happen, yes.
So let's take a moon like Titan, which is orbiting around Saturn. And on Titan, it is so cold that the methane gases condense and form liquid on the ground. They form lakes, methane lakes. Could you, in theory, have a moon like Titan or a planet like Titan where these liquid methane lakes contribute to a methane hurricane?
Yes, because a hurricane is nothing else than a very big thunderstorm. It has thunderstorms for sure. We also see the lightning. And it also could have hurricanes. So there is no reason why not.
So we just took a really cold example there. What if we had a really hot planet that was orbiting a hot star or something, where it was so hot that any metals or a certain kind of metal on the planet liquefied? Could you also have liquid metal lakes and liquid metal rain and liquid metal thunderstorms and even hurricanes? Is that possible?
In principle, yes. But you have to consider that you need a lot of heat on the surface in order to make metals liquid. So, and the heat which is coming from the sun or from a star is probably not good enough. So you have to consider which kind of heat source you really need. But in principle, if you have enough heat and you liquefy iron or lead or whatever, then you probably can do the same with this liquid as you do with water.